Nations Refugee Agency says this year has been the worst ever for migrants and refugees crossing the Mediterranean Sea into Europe, despite the fact that far fewer migrants are trying to cross than the number who did in 2015. Many more have died this year, at least 3,800 people so far, or one in every 88 trying to make the crossing. Compare that with one death for every 269 people last year. The journey is even more dangerous for those migrants trying to reach Europe from Libya. The North African country is in chaos. It has no central government, but it does have a number of smuggling networks, and many of them use flimsy rafts or boats that aren't really seaworthy. They're often overcrowded with refugees and migrants and sent over the central Mediterranean, facing strong currents, bad weather, and odds increasingly stacked against a safe journey. Next today, new research suggests space travel can be a real pain in the back. Since missions got longer in the late 1980s, more than half of the U.S. astronauts who've spent time in space have complained of back pain, and it didn't get better when they got back to Earth. A new study funded by NASA says the problem is a major weakening of the muscles of the lower back. Researchers say in space, astronauts aren't bending forward or using their lower backs to move. That led to a 19% decrease in muscle tone during a trip to the International Space Station, and even